The King of Israel manifests his power. Chapter 67. It is Monday morning, and probably very early. On the road from Bethany to Jerusalem, we see a small group of men walking leisurely in the direction of the city. Who are they? You already can surmise who they are, can you not? They are the Lord Jesus and his disciples. The night before, they slept in Bethany at the home of Martha. But before it was time for breakfast, the Lord Jesus was already on the road. Now we do not hear the rejoicing or singing we heard the day before. Then Jesus was surrounded by a large and excited multitude. Now he is alone with his disciples. The previous day, he rode upon a colt, the foal of an ass, over the clothing which was laid down on the road for him. Now he walks calmly and alone with his disciples on the road which he knows so well. Undoubtedly, the disciples' thoughts returned to the previous day. What a great difference between then and now. The joy and gladness which filled their hearts yesterday has passed away, and probably despondency has taken their place. Events have taken place so differently from what they had expected. Calmly, the Savior walks onward. Suddenly, he walks to a fig tree, which is growing at the side of the road. He is going to this tree to pick a fig to eat, because he is getting hungry. But no matter how he looked, he couldn't find a single fruit between the leaves. The Lord Jesus then cursed this fig tree. Let us read what is written in God's word. Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. This means, never again shall fruit grow on this fig tree. Oh, why does the Lord Jesus do this? Was he allowed to do it? This tree didn't belong to him, did it? And besides, it wasn't the time of figs, so it is easily understood why the Lord Jesus would not find any fruit on this tree. Now give me your best attention. When the Jews gathered the fruits from their fields, they were not permitted to take every fruit. They must leave some of the fruits in the fields or on the trees. This leftover fruit was for the widows and orphans, for poor people. Some people say the owner of this fig tree picked every single fruit from this tree because he was too greedy to leave anything for the poor. Therefore, the Lord Jesus cursed this fig tree as a punishment. Whatever the case may be, the fig tree immediately withered upon the word of the Lord. The disciples heard their master curse this tree. However, the Lord Jesus walks further and they follow him. They soon enter Jerusalem, and the Lord Jesus goes directly toward the temple. Jesus enters the court of the Lord's house, then suddenly stands still. A look of indignation comes into his eyes. Why? Just look. Is this a house of prayer? It doesn't seem so. It is as though we are in a busy marketplace. Merchants are selling the Paschal lambs to many Jews who lived in foreign countries. The one shouts and cries louder than the other. Money changers are engaged in exchanging the foreign money of these dispersed Jews into Jewish money. Scandalous! Such irreverence! Must this take place in the court of the Lord's house? There is enough room outside, isn't there? Is it any wonder the Lord Jesus, in holy anger, drove out all those noisemakers? He overturns the tables of the money changers. He drives the buyers and sellers out of the court of the Lord's house and makes them go outside. This is the second time the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple. 3 years before, he did the same thing. Do you remember? With an indignant and stern voice, he says, "My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." No one dares oppose Jesus. Not one refuses to leave the temple. Why they obey him, they do not know, but they go. It isn't very long before peace and quietness are restored in the temple. It should be so, shouldn't it? Of course. Let this also be a warning example for you, children. Do you see those Pharisees and scribes standing over there? Their eyes sparkle with rage as they clench their fists. They are offended because of the actions of the Lord Jesus, for they had heard what Jesus did. According to them, Jesus has nothing to say. They are responsible for the peace and the order of the temple, and they do not need his help. Who does he think he is? They speak scornfully about the Lord Jesus. Oh, they would like to murder this Jesus of Nazareth. If they only could slay or stone him, they would be rid of him. Ye rulers of the Jewish people, why don't you do it? Why don't you capture him? Drag him from the temple and stone him. No, they do not kill Jesus, for they dare not. They dare not. Why not? They dare not because the Lord Jesus is surrounded by a great multitude. All these people listen attentively to the words of the Savior. The Pharisees and scribes easily can understand. These people would defend the great prophet of Nazareth. The multitude will not allow Jesus to be killed. Therefore, the enraged rulers dare not do anything to Jesus. Besides, Jesus would not be forced into death, but he would enter death voluntarily. What did the Lord Jesus do on this Monday? The entire day he taught the people in the temple. He preached to them. When night came, Jesus left the temple and the city to return again to Bethany. There he is with friends who love him wholeheartedly. There he is not surrounded by hatred or envy. He is at home there. You must never forget the Lord Jesus also was man, truly man, and he had need of love just as well as we. The following morning, which is Tuesday, the Lord Jesus again goes to Jerusalem. As soon as the sun came up and it became light, he walks with his disciples from Bethany to Jerusalem. Suddenly, the disciples stand still and gaze with astonishment at a tree, a fig tree which grew at the side of the road and which is completely withered. Not only the leaves, but even the roots are dead. They recognize this tree. It is the same fruit tree which grew there the day before, fresh and green, but which was cursed by their master because he did not find a single fruit on its branches. Peter showed the Lord Jesus the withered tree and says, "Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away." The Lord Jesus proves with this story that he was truly God's Son, the ruler over heaven and earth. Jesus tells his disciples that if they by faith would believe in him, they would be able by this faith to remove mountains. Nothing would be too difficult for them to perform. The Lord Jesus spoke more things at this time, but they are too difficult for you to understand. While conversing with each other, they enter the city of Jerusalem. I hope to tell you in the following chapters what took place on this Tuesday.